I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We're back, guys, with an episode of Extra Lippy. This is our shorter form podcast that's all about you guys. We take your dilemmas, whatever they are that you've sent in, and hopefully help you with them.
And I think we've been doing pretty good so far, to be fair.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sophie's not as confident as me.
I'm enjoying it anyway.
I am too. And if you are new to Loose Lips and Extra Lippy, or you've just stumbled across us, I'm Robin Richford. And of course, we also have
Sophie Brown.
And this is exactly as Sophie said, we are going to be answering all your dilemmas. So if you do have any, please do send them in to us. It's looselips@createproductions.com and also via the Instagram, which is the Loose Lips Podcast. I think we should jump into this one. I've had this one through on my Instagram, Soph. And I think it's right up your street. So when I saw it, I thought, oh, actually, I think Sophie's going to have some good little nuggets for that, you know?
Okay. No pressure.
Are you ready? No, sorry. I really hyped that up, didn't I? Like, Sophie's going to solve all the problems. So it is from Ali, and she says, hey, guys, I'm not sure how to ask for more money at work. I feel like my time and energy is being wasted sometimes, but feel guilty to ask for more and worry that the finances just aren't there. I also don't know how much my co-workers earn. Should I ask? And how do I gear myself up to ask for a raise?
Oh, yeah. I love these type of questions. I talk about them in my work. So hard, you know, money's such like a touchy subject, especially like how much you earn compared to co-workers and things. Because I feel like it's always been a thing, like never discuss that, never talk about how much
you earn. Yeah, why is that? I think that's been something that's been put in place by bosses, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've known people that have been fired over it and that they've been reprimanded because they've spoken about their salary. And I'm unsure what like the legalities are around that, but I'm pretty sure that that's not, they can do that.
No, surely not. And also as well, there is this weird thing, isn't there, where, you know, you don't necessarily want to discuss salary because you don't want it to add like animosity, right? When you're trying to create a nice working environment. But also as well, it's like, well, if everyone's been paid fairly, then that shouldn't actually be an issue.
Exactly. That's the thing. You should be allowed to talk about it openly. That's why a lot of businesses now do banding rather than, you know, different tiers. I mean, I've been in a lot of commercial job sales roles, and goodness gracious, I mean, it's basically whatever you negotiate, to be honest. You could be on something completely different than your colleague. But I guess we don't have loads of details, but it is always more difficult getting a raise internally. I think especially at the moment, if you move externally, you're going to get pretty big pay jump, to be honest. If you push for that, you've got an opportunity there to get a lot more money. But obviously, if you like where you are, you don't want to leave, and you don't want to have to leave as well over money if you enjoy being there.
Yeah, and also as well, it's frustrating, right? Because what one person puts into a job can be very different to what another person puts into a job, and in terms of the role and, you know, the output from that. And so that's where it gets frustrating, because, you know, like bosses or who employers kind of look at those people are coming in 9 to 5, this is the amount of hours you're doing, when really it should be output dependent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that person is, so whether you're in sales, you know, that person has got, you know, X amount of sales, or whether you're in production, it's like, well, that person has produced X amount of media output. You know, it should be based on your actual output, like as in terms of negotiation, rather than, well, this person was in 9 to 5 for 5 years and they got, you know, 5 grand less than you. And you're like, okay, but like, what were they doing with those hours? And like, where did that kind of put you? Because there's nothing worse than sitting in an office, like you've said here, and just feeling a little bit like your energy has been a little wasted. Do you know what I mean? And also feel as well as if the money doesn't match the effort.
What's the name of the person again?
Ali.
Did you write it down? I've got like a notepad for these ones.
Oh my gosh, I love it. She's taking notes. Well, Ali, you're sorted.
send me a DM, Ali, actually. Yeah, hit me up on LinkedIn. I can help you with this. But the easiest way to do it, I guess, would be like your next one-to-one is to actually write that into an agenda. Like usually they just get put in your diary and you're like, oh, okay, right. And, you know, next month I've got my one-to-one. You can push back. Well, not even push back, but you can send an email and say, I'd love to talk about these points, like, you know, this specific piece of work I've done. I'd love to talk about, you know, my salary review. Like you can put things in there. And I'd always suggest putting it in there before you actually speak to, you know, whoever it is you're going to speak to, because then it puts it on their radar and they might even have a discussion behind the scenes. Sometimes you have to push them a bit. And then if they do value you as an employee, best case scenario, they come back and say, yeah, you've been doing some really fantastic work. You know, you've worked with us X amount of time and we'd like to give you, you know, a salary increase. Or you have that chat with them and they're like, no, we've got no more budget. And then in that case, it's a real decision whether it is the best option for you. Because ultimately, I always think the thing with money is, especially if you're on a set salary and you're not earning commission or anything, that's it. That's you. Mm-hmm. For however long. And if you're stuck on that salary for a couple of years, what about, you know, the lifestyle you want to lead and like any holidays you want to go on and just feeling comfortable with the amount that you earn? You don't want to be like on the breadline because, you know, you're unable to get a pay rise in the company that you're in.
Yeah. And that's such a good idea, actually. I'd never thought of bringing it up before, because I guess then they're not blindsided. Because also as well, you're talking to a human, right? And they have an ego and they have, you know, they have whatever they think is acceptable. Like I remember going into a job, my one and only. 3 months of employment. No, I'm joking. But it was my only time that I'd kind of gone into what I would consider a more conventional role, right? Where it was like a salary and this is what you got. And like you say, at the beginning, I was like, that's great. And then I was like, very quickly realized that was nothing to live off of in London and was like, this is not actually possible. And then it came to the end of my probation and, you know, like the 3 months, and they did the review, like you said. And I had said, you know, in passing, well, you know, it's not, well, they kind of knew actually, because I think I was doing extra work at the weekends and like, you shouldn't have to do that if you have a full-time job. Hmm. Like, and it's a job that requires, you know, a level of skill. You shouldn't have to have, you know, a secondary source of income at the weekend, which I did at the time. And I remember asking and saying, well, I think that, you know, this is the market norm. You know, I actually did a little bit of research and was like, this is, you know, the market norm. And here are like a few examples of similar companies, you know, because it was a startup and things like that. And I remember them saying to me, yeah, well, we don't want to give you, I think I asked for 30. I can't remember what it was, but they wanted to give me $3,000 less because they wanted me to have somewhere to go. And I was like, that makes no sense. Like, do you know what I mean, though? They were like, we want to give you, yeah. we want to give you room for growth. And I remember whoever it was that was kind of like looking after it was also like, also, I was working for 4 years before I got to that amount. And I'm like, it's not about you.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where you've got to realize you're talking to humans that have past experiences, that have egos, that have, you know, so many of their own stuff. And okay, maybe they weren't brave enough to ask for, you know, a salary increase, and that sucks.
Yeah.
But you are, and you have to take it for like also where, you know, the market is, the world is at that time.
Yeah.
But I do think it's really interesting, this kind of, I don't know, this perception that like, oh, they need somewhere to like go or somewhere to grow to. And you're like, mate, unless you're giving me like £1 million a year, there's plenty of space for growth.
Exactly. Yeah, you should exactly keep going. There should be no limit on it. Yeah, such an odd thing to say. It's one of those excuses, isn't it? It's like, what can we say to kind of keep them sweet? Mm-hmm. They kind of keep you on the end of the rod, like, oh, well, you'll get more. They've done it to me before. You get a bit now and then you get more in 6 months or whatever. And yeah, it's like, for goodness sake, just give it to me now. But the market research thing, obviously, Ali said about speaking to colleagues, that is a bit of a tricky one. I'd say try and, you can get in muddy water with that, because if they then go and tell someone and they can make it seem, yeah, a certain type of way. But you can use Glassdoor to do market research. They have actual salaries on there for like the same jobs.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's really useful. Like, there's so much data in there now that if you type in what your job role is, you generally find, yeah, different businesses, what they're offering, And then you can take that as like hard evidence. And if you, the thing is, you know, you've got to back yourself and you've got to be confident, but you've also got to have a reason for asking for more money. It might be the length of service you've done. You know, look, I've been here 2 years. I've not had any type of salary increase, or it might just be that you're absolutely smashing it. And in that case, bring those facts, bring those figures, like put something together or bring something that shows like the fantastic work that you've been doing. You've got to give it to them on a plate. You've got to give them a reason to be like, right, we need to give this person more money. Because if you're not doing that, it's going to be very vague. And then if you don't want to stuff yourself that time to then be like, oh shit, I've got to wait another 6 months. Like, go in with confidence.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. And someone also told me, don't ask for a raise and mention anything about your personal circumstances, because actually that's not of any interest to the business. So for instance, like if you go in and you're like, well, listen, you know, I've got a kid now and, you know, I've got my mortgage or whatever it is, that like that's not the way to approach it. The way to approach it is, here is the results that I've given you, and for that, I should be compensated. That's the, like, what I've been told. I mean, I don't know how true that is. And obviously, it's completely different in whatever industry you're in. I know with, like, being in media and the creative industry, it is a really hard line to kind of toe, in the sense of how long is a piece of string, you know? Like, you can't really go on to Glassdoor and kind of see, you know, what presenters are getting. And also as well, it's just so complex. Like, it's based on, you know, how high's your profile, you know, do people know you, is your audience in that space? Like, there's just so much more to it, and that's what makes it really tricky. But as a general rule, I would say whatever you think you should be getting paid, add 30%, and that's probably what you should be getting paid.
Yeah,
especially if you're a female.
Yes, well, exactly. Let's not even get into the gender pay gap, but no.
Yeah, it's an extra lippy. We like to keep them light, but we've really gone for it today.
No, this is a more serious one. But you know, it is so important, because it's one thing being able to like ask for it yourself, but if you haven't got that confidence to do that, like, it kills me thinking that people will never, you know, ask that question and get more money, when you know, companies do have budget, and if they do value you as an employee, and especially if you love working there, then, you know, you just let them know that as well. They don't want to lose people. God, they hate losing people that have worked for them for a long time.
Even if you haven't, to be fair, it's so costly to hire people that, you know what I mean, that they're like, actually, that is a lot of money that has to go out, and time and effort. You got to retrain someone. And if you're doing a great job, which if you're asking for a pay rise, you best bet that you should be. Yeah. That's probably another part of it, like kind of making sure, like, I am doing everything, you know, that I can. And also as well, like, not, I guess, doubting your ability and what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. I think it's really easy to kind of undersell things that come naturally. So, you know, like, so if you're just happen to be very good at organization and you don't value it because you just happen to be really good at it, just know that that is a skill that actually a lot of people don't have.
Yeah. Yeah. No, very true. And I think if you haven't got that confidence to do it, I think the whole putting in an email beforehand, and then at least you've done it, you've sent it, you can write that wherever you are, you can do it in your own time, you can do it on your notes app. Like, I've done that with loads of emails where I'm like, right, okay, I need to send something that's a bit tricky, and then at least mm-hmm. it's out there, and then they'll come back to you. They might say, brilliant, we'll talk about it in your next one-to-one, or let's arrange, you know, another meeting. If you can just get, I always think, if you can get the words out, whether that is an email or even just when you're talking, once they're out, they're out. And if you've got stuff to back it up, you know, you do have to have difficult conversations, and that might come, you know, sitting down face to face and having that, but at least you've put the feelers out there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, you know, because like you say, then you're not stuck for words, because the last thing you want to do is be sat in your one-to-one and then be like, and this happened 2 months ago, that was great, and you're not listening to a thing.
Yeah,
because you're just thinking, I have to mention the money, I have to mention the money, I have to make, and that's just, I've been there, it's horrid.
Oh, yeah,
it is. Yeah. Really icky. Like, it's horrible. Or I've also been in a situation when they're like, so we're giving you 3% rise. And you're like, that's inflation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, no. Like, I'm like, oh, now you mentioned money, actually. I was coming to four more because this is ridiculous, you know? Like, so I think it's really interesting. I also think it's really interesting, and a lesson I learned really kind of later than I would like to have, it's those initial negotiations that matter. So if you're going for a new job,
yeah,
make sure you negotiate at the beginning, because I tell you what, wherever you start, they will, like I say, only go up a certain amount.
Yeah,
it's mental and it doesn't make any logical sense, but that is how it will work. Like, they'll only ever rise so much from what you started on, so you need to try and get that base when you start as high as you possibly can. And also fair, like it's got to be fair, because a lot of times you can be right under market value and you are doing it for so, so cheap. You realize you're doing it for so cheap and it's impossible to get up to where it should be. And even if you manage to get up to where you should be, it's as if they've done you a favor and you're like, that's what it should have been from the beginning. You don't want that. So if you are moving to a new job, I'd say try and negotiate before you get there. That is the where you're in the strongest position, because they've decided they want you. They've done all the searching.
Yeah.
They know that, you know, that's where you want to be pushing, I think.
No, that's so, yeah, that's so true. I've never not negotiated my salary ever. And once they have accepted.
Really?
Yeah, once, even when I was like 18. Yeah. Actually, sorry.
You're a boss bitch.
My first ever job, because like you said, you know, when you just take it, God, that's when I dropped out of uni and I was like, 15 grand? Yeah.
Woo!
Whenever you move job, that is the best way to do it. And like you said, because if someone starts on 35 and someone starts on 50 in like the same role, then you're going to be 15 behind every single time. Like you're never going to make that big of a jump and it sucks, but you've got to push, yeah, for as much as you can at the beginning, because they'll say they'll have limits and all of this, but they'll still keep increasing it from that number.
Yeah, they will. And it's really interesting, like you say, from like even, I mean, I did not do it in like my part-time jobs and when I was starting and stuff. And I remember being at like a clothing company and being the top sales like executive, like, cause it was like commission based or whatever. And like all the numbers came in and I was always top every single day, Saturday and Sunday. And I realized that there was a girl that had been at the bottom of the sales ranking and had got back up to second, and she got a pay rise because of that jump. And I was like, but I've literally been at the top every single weekend. And whenever I'd go into my one-to-ones, they go, you're doing great, of course you're at the top, and da-da-da. And I'd be like, yeah, great, skip on by. You know, and I never once thought to say, well, if I'm at the top, should I not be on more money? You know, like, but I just didn't know enough and didn't obviously have that confidence to say. But then when she came out, she's like, yeah. And I was like, so she's on more money because she's got to second and I've been first, literally, for a year, you know, like. And when you think about it, it's just like, it doesn't make sense, but they won't give you it without you asking. And it's not good business sense to give you it without asking either, is it?
Yeah, well, exactly. Even if they really value you, obviously, you know, they're waiting for you to make that push. I mean, ultimately, you just got to have more of an awareness to ask the questions, because it will just pass you by and you'll go years and you'll never get one, even if you're doing incredibly well, because you're not asking the question. But there's responsibility on the business, but there is responsibility on yourself to take it into your own hands and really push for, you know, what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And also as well, you know, when they get to a point where they go take it or leave it, that's when you know they're at their max.
Yeah.
And then you can from there. And they will get there. And if you're not there, then they're not at their max.
Yeah. I mean, there's an element of treading slightly carefully with these things, because you do have to be a little bit careful. But they're expecting it. They like, you know, they like it a lot of the time. They're like, oh, okay, we're bringing someone on that's, you know, got the confidence to do that. But yeah, just don't push it too far. Like if they're like, right, this is the final offer, maybe be like, okay.
Okay. No problem. I'll see you Monday. Good luck though, Ali. I do think the best like nugget of advice out of all of that was when Soph said to send that email before you actually go. I think that's brilliant advice and not something that I've ever heard or done before. So I think that's a really good shout.
Thanks. Yeah, good luck, Ali. Let us know. Hopefully you'll be an absolute baller.
Yeah, that's it. You can buy us a drink. Well, thank you so much for listening to Extra Lippy. It was quite a serious one today, but I kind of liked it, Soph, did you?
Yeah, no, I did. I think it's good. We've got a few like funny ones and then we've got some serious ones. So,
well, there's depth to us, you know.
Yeah, we're multifaceted people, guys.
We're multifaceted. Okay, well, on that note, we'll see you on Tuesday. Of course, that is our main episode of Loose Lips. And these Extra Lippy come every single Friday as well. But we really do want to hear from you.
Yes, we do. Yeah, send dilemmas to looselips@createproductions.com or at the Loose Lips podcast, or send them to Robin and I on Instagram. Send us a little DM. We love it.
Yes. Slide on in. We like it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.